Traders demand a probe over alleged inflated council shop rentals. New maternity annex to improve maternal health in Mukando area. In African news, the U.S. sanctions Rwanda's military and top commanders over fighting in DR Congo. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some business operators in Lusaka are expressing outrage over alleged corruption and unfair practices involving local council shop renters. Concerns have been raised that some shop owners are exploiting the system by charging their business people excessive fees for council-owned shops. According to residents, the fees are being demanded have skyrocketed to 2,500 kwacha, far above the official council rate of 400 kwacha. They lamented that this significant discrepancy has left many business people feeling frustrated and powerless. The business operators are now calling on the local authority to step in and investigate the allegations. They argue that the council has not done enough to address the issue and that urgent action is needed to ensure fair and transparent practices.
Because if they just go and say, no, we're going to investigate, they're not going to get a lot of information because these people who are renting them, they're afraid of being checked out. After adventure, right, they share that information with the council. But if they can go into an amnesty, they assure all those ones that are renting, that if they come out and report or they share this information, then definitely they will be given that shop or the contract direct to them as long as they verify that they are the ones who are there.
To do an investigation to know if the person who rented the shop is the one paying for it. Because if you just go at the shop, you just find out who is in there and what is happening.
Years of traveling long distances to access maternal health services could soon be over for women of Mukando and surrounding areas in Chitambo district. Assistant Council Public Relations Officer Roderick Nyerenda told Kombon Ready News that the families have long faced challenges when women were due for delivery. Mr. Nyerenda says that many men have struggled with the high cost of hiring taxis to distant health facilities, forcing some women to give birth at home, a situation that increased maternal health risks. He noted that the situation is expected to improve once the maternity annex, currently nearing completion, becomes operational. The project, funded at a cost of 1.9 million kwacha under the local authorities' 2025 constituency development fund allocation, is scheduled for completion by mid-March. Mr. Nyerenda said the development has brought hope and peace of mind to expectant mothers in the area.
The works currently have reached about 96% completion, of which we expect all the works to be completed mid-March. This is an excitement period for us as a local authority, as well as the people of Mukando, because once this project is completed, it's going to reduce in terms of distances that our people are moving, as well as reduce or end people delivering in their homes. You know, it brings a discomfort in terms of the maternal death when people are delivering in the houses.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Permanent Secretary of Technical Services, Nicholas Spiri, is calling on stakeholders to actively contribute to improving Lusaka's solid waste management. Speaking on behalf of the PUS during the stakeholders' meeting on the preparation of the Lusaka Solid Waste Management Improvement Plan 2027 to 2030, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Acting Director for Rural Development, Austin Zulu, stated that the current state of waste management in the city is concerning, with litter and indiscriminate disposal prevalent. Mr. Zulu stressed that more work is needed to address the issue. He emphasized the importance of coordinated action among all stakeholders to ensure the plan's success.
The plan is expected to provide a structured and strategic growth.
And Imwana Mwanamwali, Chief Executive Officer of Lusaka Solid Waste Management Company, emphasized that collaboration is crucial to tackling the city's waste management challenges. The Center for Primary Care Research, CPCR, has intensified calls for the swifter passage of the Tobacco Control Bill, describing it as a critical step towards safeguarding public health. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, a CPCR Executive Director, Professor Faston Goma, stressed that tobacco use remains a major public health concern in Zambia and requires urgent legislative intervention. He emphasized that collective efforts from policymakers, civil society, and the media are crucial in ensuring the successful passage of the bill and in promoting a healthier nation. Professor Goma urged immediate action, highlighting that without a robust legislation, the health of millions of Zambians remains at risk.
And now is the time for you to get this truth to the people, and to get the truth to the people who can use it, to make sure that we get back to the premise where we say it's urgent that we get this bill passed for the sake of the people of Zambia whose health is being damaged by tobacco. We need to get this bill out for the sake of Mother Zambia whose economy is being damaged. We need to get this message to the people of Zambia whose environment is being damaged. Okay, all those things must come up. We have very, very few days.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene kalandida, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
Gifte 50 kg Kalembula 140, 50 kg Chihuahua 120,